It's 9:13 a.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. I'm waiting for feedback from my young son, Ray. He's got the day off. I don't understand why. Yesterday, he made Christmas cards with his mother. So let's see. Oh, I want to read to you about Senegal. Nyanga, Nyangai Island, Sierra Leone, excuse me. Most of the island has already been lost to the sea, and what remains is routinely flooded at high tide. When he was a kid, Kapana Charlie, a fisherman, used to think his home was paradise. Now they're losing it one house at a time to rising sea levels. The young guy is disappearing before his very eyes, swallowed up by the relentless sea. As recently as 10 years ago, it still measured some 2,300 feet from end to end. That's about 800 meters. What's left today is a patch of sand, barely 100 meters by 80 meters. The forests are gone, swamped by salt water. The football field lies underwater for 22 hours of the day. And the water on which Charlie's family home once stood, the home he was born in, has long since vanished beneath the waves. It's getting worse and worse, says Charlie, a father of six who has lived in a makeshift home of sticks and tarpaulin since his previous home was washed away. There's nowhere to go to the toilet. There's nowhere to be free. Whenever the water's high, the place floods all over. It never used to happen like this. So much for global, or I should say climate change. That's what they say now. The UN Secretary General says there's just climate boiling now. It's 421.22 parts per million at the Mauna Loa Observatory over there in Hawaii, the USA. When this first came on my radar, it had gone over 400, and that was like 10 years ago. And there's this organization called 350, and they thought that if it got above 350, it was going to be unmanageable. Let me take a look at AP News. First Lady of the United States, Rosalynn Carter, passed away the other day. She's 96 years old. U.S. Navy plane overshoots runway and goes into a bay in Hawaii, military says. The P-8 aircraft overshot the runway at a Marine base on Kaneohe Bay. The P-8A is often used to hunt for submarines and used in reconnaissance and intelligence gathering. Okay. And war news in Palestine, of course. Let's see. Okay, I'm not going to repeat any of the Israel Defense Forces lies. Just want to spin things positively for themselves, as any organization does. Let's see. Okay. There's a Thanksgiving turkey, and the president pardons it every year. I never did figure that one out. I don't know if they just let it keep on living. I don't know where they cage it. Let's see, so. Hi, Marianne. Hello, Ray. You want to tell him that you don't have an ugly face today?
You're ugly, too.
I'm cute.
You're ugly, too. You're my father.
Okay. I just look at that face. It's not, you don't have a smile. Okay, can you say hi? Hello. And what is that piece of paper you have? Oh, you want to scratch my mosquito bites? Hello. Oh, it's so fun. It's playing with a piece of paper. Your list of what? Taylor Swift's Rio de Janeiro tour is marred by deaths, muggings, and a dangerous heat wave. The deaths of two people, muggings, and a dangerous heat wave left legions of Taylor Swift's Brazilian fans angry and disappointed in the three-day Rio de Janeiro leg of the pop star's Eras tour, which concludes Monday night. Well, I guess it's over. Today is Tuesday. Gabriel Monjanat Santana Milhoman Santos, 25, a fan who had traveled from the country's center west region to see Swift, was stabbed to death on a Copacabana beach about 3 a.m. Monday. I know that they say you never go to the beach at night in Rio, so I heard. And it's going to be Thanksgiving this Thursday in the USA. I don't know what I'm going to do here. Chinese New Year is the day that feels most like a holiday to me. Musk X sues liberal advocacy group Media Matters over its report on ads next to hate groups' posts. Okay, so let's see. Emerald Fennell chronicles a promising young man in audacious, shock-filled salt burn. Okay, that's a new movie. Let's see what's on Al Jazeera. It will be Palestine war news. Dollars to donuts. Palestine war news. Yeah, I was pretty sad to hear about Rosalind Carter, but she's 96 years old. I guess that's not the correct thing to say, you know. Sad to hear of her passing. Singapore is friend of all, enemy of none in the Israel-Gaza war. So says To Yi Ming. Okay. This guy from OpenAI got a job at Google already. Dozens of premature babies evacuated from Gaza to Egypt. Good for them. A genocidal war. Surgeons says the state of Israel is strategically destroying Gaza health. You know, at the end of the six-day war, Moshe Dayan told the Palestinians, if you want to stay, you're going to live like dogs. So I guess they're living up to his word. I guess they don't understand virtue as its own reward, but they all want to say, I'm not going to repeat what they want to say, what the propaganda is. The Secretary of Defense of the USA made an unannounced visit to Kyiv in a show of continued support. UN says ethnic violence has killed hundreds in Sudan. More than 6 million people have been displaced by the conflict, including in the western state of Darfur. India-Pakistan border shelling, farmers in the crossfire. Basmati rice farmers in India administered Jammu and Kashmir told DW.com how ceasefire violations are harming their crop. Germany's socialist left party fights for survival. The post-communist left party is trying to reinvent itself as a viable political force in today's Germany. Okay, so that's DW.com. Looked at Al Jazeera already. I guess Google News is next. I don't know if you care about the state of Texas. I heard a guy claim that as California goes, so goes the nation. Some ship got grabbed. An Israeli ship, I believe it's the Galaxy Leader. You can Google that if you're interested. Frasier episode 7 just solved a 36-year-old mystery from the TV show Cheers. Hi, Ray. How are you? Is that your happy face? Hello? Hello? Herbert Gold, post-war novelist of love and marriage, dies at 99. Wow! I would have 37 years left if I make it to 99. Okay, here's a pretty interesting thing. Well, San Francisco streets remain clean even after APEC. I've been watching this show where this guy has been driving around LA taking pictures of people on the street. And it just looks pretty sad. If you have these seven behaviors, constantly feeling bored and restless. What else? Often feeling disconnected from others. Excuse me, I'm not even going to talk about that. This thing called hack spirit. They've always got these things. If someone is unfulfilled in life, they'll usually display these seven behaviors. Google News. Let me see. Oh, sorry. Let's see. Okay. Stampeding deer halt traffic in Hawaii. Court seems inclined to keep restricting Trump's trial speech, but gag order could be narrowed. Okay. There was this guy, he passed away a few years ago, but these are, he was known for his insult comedy, and I never cared for it. Carnival brand sells cruise ship for $60 million. Wonder who bought it. And that's called the Celestial. Celestial. Oh, that's the company. It acquired Celestial Discovery for $60 million. Originally built for Carnival Corporation. Pay a lot of attention to cruise ships because I might be looking for a job on one. A rare find for traveling Hawaiian backpackers. Surf stories. Ooh, what is that? The plantation village on the north shore of Oahu is a great bet for backpackers' beach accommodations, but the geckos have more to say than you think. So the lizards here are always making noise. So I think, you know, that's a wrap. The Webb telescope reveals new features in the heart of the Milky Way. Oh my goodness. So at the center of our Milky Way galaxy, supposed to be a black hole. The latest image from the NASA, ESA, CSA, James Webb Space Telescope shows a portion of the dense center of our galaxy in unprecedented detail, including never before seen features astronomers have yet to explain. The star forming region named Sagittarius C, SGRC, is about 300 light years from the Milky Way's central supermassive black hole, and that's called Sagittarius A asterisk. And there's supposed to be 500,000 stars in that image. Okay, so let's see, where am I? Oh, I'm in Sibagat. So this is 18 minutes long. Let's see. I think that's a wrap. So primary mission here is to instruct. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. Big news in the USA is always guns, gays, and abortion. I didn't read about any of that. There's this guy who's made a name for himself in the newspaper, whose name I am not going to say, by holding up all these people in the U.S. military from getting promoted because of some lousy BS. BS is a euphemism for a curse word that means nonsense. Just doesn't have the same feeling when I say it. So anyway, I'll let you go. Please keep tuning in. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. Until the next time. Hi, Marianne. Do you want to speak? I'm just ending my podcast. Do you want to say hi?
I just have a question.
Oh, okay. So what's this new bamboo here? Is that the tarp going to go over that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. remodeling going on here. Okay. Please keep listening.